49ers are 1-for-2 tonight. Second down. It's a give to Hunter up the middle. 10. Hunter 5. Hunter driving. Touchdown 49ers.
After an impressive Monday night win before a national TV audience,
it's 49ers Total Access, brought to you by Stanford Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome to 49ers Total Access, an inside look at the San Francisco 49ers.
Touchdown, 49ers!
49ers Total Access with Joe Fonzi and Melissa Galvin.
Got it!
Touchdown, 49ers!
49ers Total Access is presented by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
Coming up on today's show in a Football 101, we'll sit down with 49er offensive coordinator Greg Roman and break down one of the most significant plays of all of last season.
Former 49ers offensive lineman Bubba Paris joins us for the holidays in another episode of Cooking with Bubba.
And we'll take a look back at one of the most exciting games in 49ers playoff history.
It's all coming up next on 49ers Total Access.
There are about 206 bones in the human body, and sometimes it feels like they all need to be looked at. At Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Clinic, we keep the best athletes in the world going strong, and the very same physicians care for local heroes, too. Our research translates into minimally invasive techniques like arthroscopy and biological cartilage repair, and our state-of-the-art facility and rehab program gets you back in the game fast. In the game of life, we've got your back.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
A dream is unfolding. A state-of-the-art game day experience that lives up to the legacy of 5 rings, 21 Hall of Famers, hundreds of men who played with heart, and you, the devoted faithful. The new home of the San Francisco 49ers is here. Call 415-GO-49ers to secure your seat today.
Okay, guys, this kick is for the win. Labels out.
Here we go.
Wait, what?
Our proximity to the field creates a parallel connection between the bottle and the ball.
The outward-facing label simulates a smoother contact surface for the kicker.
It's like magic. Only real.
Really?
Yeah.
Bud Light. For the fans who do whatever it takes.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Joe Fonzi.
And I'm Melissa Galvin.
Welcome to 49ers Total Access. We're coming to you this week from Candlestick Park, where the 49ers won an impressive Monday night game over the Chicago Bears.
Candlestick Park has been the site of many exciting games in 49ers history, one of them last year.
In a Football 101 segment, 49er offensive coordinator Greg Roman shows us more about the play simply known as Vernon Post.
It was drawn up specifically for that game because of something that Jeep Chris saw in the films, communicated it to you guys. You ran it a couple times in practice, but had never run it to the side that it was run to in the game for the winning touchdown. Can you maybe go through how that play worked out?
Yeah, I think that's a really good example of just being having a play and the players executing the play.
And a team effort on the part of all of you guys to make that thing happen.
Oh, without question. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Here's a good look at the front we were seeing and the coverage. Jeep had noticed that their safeties tended to get a little bit of depth. You know, if we could occupy this guy and drag him out with one tight end, there was a window in here. And with that safety just ever so slightly getting depth. You know, the point needs to be made that no matter what play you draw up or whatnot, it's all about these guys. Our tight end making sure he occupied that backer. If that backer was able to slide back in that window, that is what we call an interception. And, you know, ultimately, now it's a throw and a catch. And, you know, Vernon Davis making a great catch, contested catch in a clutch situation. It's all about the players ultimately going out and doing it.
And that's just, I mean, that's the opportunity presents itself and the guys execute. And, I mean, like you said, you just have to pat them all on the back and say, you know, great job all the way around.
Without question. I mean, anything you come up with. There's times when you call a bad play and the players make it right. And in this case, you know, it was a really good play call, really conceived well, and bottom line, it was executed by the players, and that's where the credit goes.
Smith under center. Smith turns, gives to Gore. Gore runs left, and he's in. Touchdown, 49ers.
Let me just draw up a simple play that we like to run. One of the plays we like to run away from the tight end is a counter play, okay? And one of the things we like to do is somehow tilt our offensive formation to the strong side and then use angles to our advantage and run the ball back to the weak side. And what we have here is, so we're going to run the ball away from our tight end and fullback, okay, where the defense may tend to overshift to, and we'll try to use angles to our advantage, okay? So we'll have Joe Staley blocked down, Mike Iapati blocked down. They've got good angles there. Our backside guard's going to pull and trap that defensive end. And then our fullback will take a step to the right, and he'll come on back to the left and try to get inside out on this linebacker. Our halfback, again, will take a step that way and then come back this way, and we'll try to split the defense here. That's one run that attacks the weak side of the defense, but again, you're creating the illusion you're running to the strong side, you're coming back to the weak side. Now, let's come on back and throw it. Aggressively block down, back, our guard's going to pull, our back's going to come block off the weak side. Tight end and tackle will block off the weak side of the protect. Quarterback will have a great fake to the back, and he'll drop back, essentially a seven-step drop. And now what we've done is created a conflict, and now we've got the ability to work various route combinations, whether it's some form of what we would call a sail route, where we're working deep to short. A lot of different ways to do it. We may want to put him on a deep angle route and bring everything to the right. Our X comes in to about the numbers, keeps it high. Our slot receiver comes in as if he's running a crossing route and then bends it back out. And then if our back will check out in the flat later. So now it's really deep to short read for the quarterback. Now if you're playing defense, do you defend the run? Do you defend the pass? It's just a matter of keeping the defense honest. So that just gives you an example of one small, one play in the running game, one protection in the passing game to complement one another. And it's just, you know, a small part of a bigger picture.
49ers football is presented by HP, proud technology partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
The all-new Pac-12 Network is now live on Xfinity. With Xfinity from Comcast, you get the most live college football. Featuring ESPN Goal Line, the Pac-12 Network on TV and online, and watch ESPN. This is college football on Xfinity. This is awesome. You can't get all this with DirecTV. Xfinity brings you the most live college football, including the new Pac-12 Network. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Welcome back to 49ers Total Access, brought to you by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
I don't know about you, but nothing says the holidays like a good piece of salmon.
On a salad, as we find out in our latest segment of Cooking with Bubba.
Okay, Bubba, so tell us what we're making today.
Today we're going to make the taste of the tea. Okay. Let's see you say that.
Taste of the tea.
The taste of the tea.
Which is my country salmon salad. It is one of the best salads you will ever eat in your life. You can eat as much as you want, and it's healthy. And it only takes 7 minutes to make. Okay. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to take some, I can't believe it's not butter. I want you to sprinkle that very generously all over.
Everything's this. Generous with
yeah,
you.
Generously, yeah. Now take it. You take and put some onion powder. Sprinkle some onion powder.
I'm going to go generous here. Yeah. There we go.
And then a little bit of garlic powder. Onion powder and garlic powder. Okay. I don't trust y'all because if you put too much of this, you mess it up.
Okay.
You got to have that extra. The seasoning sauce. You got. Oh. You got to sort of get it good like that. You know,
a flare with that.
Yeah.
And then it's so simple. You get your feet, your fire, medium, and you take that filet and you put it skin side down. Now, the thing about it is you can cook it in your oven. You can cook it in a microwave. You can take this same process and put it in a microwave oven and only do it for like 6 or 7 minutes, and it'll be the same goodness. And put it skin side down. You ain't gonna use the skin side anyway. The next thing we need to do is you put the salad in the salad bowl. Now, I like to use an iceberg mince with all your colorful vegetables in
How's that?
Your carrots and everything. But I try to avoid tomatoes. I mean, I like tomatoes, but just not in this particular salad right there. See, that's good? And not only that, but I take corn, just any kind of yellow corn that you choose, just some yellow corn, not the cream style corn. See, we could have been finished an hour ago, but Joe Fonzie bought some cream style corn. He's from Chico Steak. That's what they do in Chico. Don't worry about it.
We like cream style corn
there. I know cream style corn is good, but it ain't good on the Big Bubba salad.
But I shop for all this other stuff, and that all turned out all right.
I want to wait on it to get done. Now, we want to let that cook now. Now what you can start doing is I want you to take and put a heaping bed of lettuce all over here, right here.
Okay, we can do that. All right.
Yeah, get that colors. Ooh, look at that. That looks so good. Put a little bit more on there. Because you're going to share this salad right here. Ooh, look at that. Oh, they look, oh good.
Carrots are good. Pretty. Job.
And you remember, like I told you, that I like to have that fight in your taste bud?
Yep.
I have discovered that one of my favorite dressings is sesame ginger dressing. This is the light kind. Not a lot of calories, so even though it has a lot of flavor, guess what? It's good for you, too. And drizzle it all through that salad.
Oh,
oh,
oh
yeah, like
wonderful.
That right there. Oh, see how that looks? And it's going to be good. Oh, man, I can't wait till you taste it. Now, after I've done that over there, I had some corn getting ready over here. See, that's what makes it country. See, if you're in California, you ain't going to put no corn on it. You're not going to put any corn on it. You get the excess juice off of it. And you lay in a bed of corn on there.
Whoa.
That bed of corn just like that.
Nice.
More.
Yeah, it is. It is. And what it is not only that, it's but the different textures that you have in your mouth. Like I said, if you're going to do a football-style meal, it has to be a battle. And the other times we had a battle between taste. You know, you're going to have a battle between textures.
Okay.
The corn is going to give it a texture. So that is now ready. Now that my salmon is just, I mean, see, people say I say it wrong. How do you say salmon?
Salmon.
That's what I was
saying. I thought you were
say.
Talking about
I'm
Simon
Cowell. Right people there. Telling me that I say it wrong. See, I'm from Kentucky where people are real. But now I'll tell you, now that it's ready, you take this and you lay it right on top of that corn right there.
Ooh,
and then you take a little bit more of your of this right here.
Wow.
And drizzle it over like that.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
And Joe, you know what?
Yes.
I put my foot in that.
And I've learned that that means it's good.
It's good. Not only that, but I put my foot in it and dropped a couple toenails in it, too.
Oh, yummy.
You said you're never going to eat at Bubba's house, but that means it's good in the South. My country salmon salad.
Cooking with Bubba is courtesy of Kinder's Barbecue.
With 17 locations throughout the Bay Area.
And the best ribs in town.
Join Vornado Realty Trust and UCSF Medical Center and Benioff Children's Hospital for a holiday tradition. The spectacular 555 California Tree Lighting Ceremony in San Francisco, featuring 49ers Joe Montana and Dwight Clark, plus musical performances by Robin Thicke and the Dick Bride Orchestra. Admission is free. For more information, visit 555treelighting.com.
49ers Monday on 95.7 The Game, featuring GM Trent Baalke, Joe Staley, Jeff Garcia, CSN Bay Area's Matt Maiocco, the new sound of Bay Area football coverage. 49ers Monday on 95.7 The Game.
Dear Honda, thanks for getting Dad a deal on his Accord at the holiday sales event. He's so happy about Pandora, he wasn't even mad I ruined his shirt and then tried to fix it. The rear-view camera means the reindeer might make it till New Year's. Plus, he saved so much, it's been a great year for presents. Sincerely, Pete.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during Happy Honda Days. Get a deal on the all-new Accord at your Honda dealer.
Doug, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug!
We bought your seats, Doug!
Yay!
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me.
There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
You see us at the start of the day. On the company phone list that's a few names longer, you see U.S. Bank on busier highways, on once empty fields. Every day, you see all the ways all of us at U.S. Bank are helping grow our economy, lending more so companies and communities can expand, grow stronger, and get back to work. Every day, you see all of us serving you around the country, around the corner. U.S. Bank.
49ers Monday on 95.7 The Game, featuring GM Trent Baalke, Joe Staley, Jeff Garcia, CSN Bay Area's Matt Maiocco, the new sound of Bay Area football coverage. 49ers Monday on 95.7 The Game.
This week, the 49ers and the city of Santa Clara took part in a joint announcement. The Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl will be played at the 49ers' new stadium beginning in 2014.
Thank you, and thank you first to Jed and to Gary. We're very excited about this. This is a very historic event here in Santa Clara, and I have to say that this is a good week to talk about what we're thankful for with Thanksgiving moving forward, and this is definitely something we're thankful for here in Santa Clara.
Well, this is awesome. You know, we've talked about how many non-NFL events we're going to have, and to be able to have a bowl game like the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl that has a great legacy in the Bay Area, and to know that we can continue to grow this bowl game over the next decade, it's going to be awesome.
This is really an exciting and historic day for the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. We believe that moving our game to this incredible new stadium behind us here in Santa Clara will be a real game changer for us and help us to take the game to the next level.
And, you know, when you have that sort of connection with, you know, the Pac-12 that's already here and the Niner Stadium that's going to be built here, it's just cool to see the community continue to come together and how sports brings a region together.
Welcome back to 49ers Total Access. That's just one of the announcements the 49ers will be making in the days ahead concerning events to be held at the new stadium other than NFL games.
The 49ers are always active in the community, especially during the holidays. One of the most recent events included 49ers alumni and rookies. Thanksgiving is a time for friends, family, and food. But for many in the Bay Area, a hot meal is a luxury not easily afforded.
Today is a real partnership between Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara, San Mateo Counties, Our Daily Bread, and the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers, the players, are generously giving their time to serve people today at Our Daily Bread.
The players are actually going up to the serving window and picking up the plates of food and then individually serving them to each of the individuals that are in the dining hall. In the midst of that, also having some casual conversation and just sitting down and enjoying company and getting to know the individuals that are here to eat today.
Our Daily Bread serves 350 hot meals daily and has for nearly 30 years.
We have a whole bunch of diners coming here on a no questions asked basis, so they can come here and have a free meal. We're really grateful that St. Thomas started it 30 years ago and it still exists today.
Well, you know, it's awesome. You know, people get a meal and, you know, we get to meet new people and, you know, put a smile on people's faces. One of the guys knew one of my professors back at Wake Forest, so it was pretty cool. I sat and talked to him for a little while.
But rookies weren't the only ones lending a helping hand. 49ers alumni spent time preparing boxes of food for delivery to those in need.
They unloaded a truck with a couple pallets full of food and also sorted through I don't know how many tons of apples.
I had to sort apples, and which is, you know, doesn't sound like a very important thing, but for people who are hungry, I bet it is, you know. I mean, we were taking the bad apples out, and then the other ones go in a 25-pound box, and you send those off to people in need.
You know, we could not do what we do without the incredible help of organizations like the 49ers and all the companies that come and volunteer here. Last year, volunteers saved us almost $6 million in cost for the year. And at a dollar translating to two meals, that means we provided 12 million meals into the community just based on what volunteers did for us.
The respect and compassion shown to less fortunate individuals by Our Daily Bread and the Second Harvest Food Bank is a perfect match for the 49ers Respect campaign. And the impact has been felt not just by the recipients, but by the volunteers as well.
People feel like, you know, all we do is play football, and, you know, that's not all we do. You know, we care, you know. We want people to know that we're involved in the community and that, you know, we want to change lives.
49ers in the Community has been brought to you by U.S. Bank, proud to be the official bank of the 49ers. Get more at 49ersbanking.com.
The holidays are all about giving. And this year, you can afford to give even bigger thanks to the huge savings from Toyota's Thanksgiving sales event. Right now, save thousands with 0% APR financing for 60 months on 10 Toyotas. Plus, get big MPG savings with the most fuel-efficient vehicles on the road. Toyota's Thanksgiving sales event ends Monday.
You know, we're standing in the end zone that very well could be called the Dwight Clark end zone.
And the other side of the field could be known as the Vernon Post end zone.
That play capped one of the most exciting playoff games in 49er history.
The New Orleans Saints, who came to Candlestick Park, were just 1 year removed from a Super Bowl championship. It was a classic matchup. The Saints brought a high-powered offense that a week earlier had dismantled the Detroit Lions.
We're here now. We finally got here. We're here now.
The 49ers countered with a defense that was one of the league's elite. The game's first series demonstrated what the Saints do best, until one play that characterized the personality of the 49ers.
That's how you hit.
Alex back to throw, standing on the edge of the logo. Throws over the middle, leaping catch, Vernon breaks tackles, and he is gone.
I like that. You can do that all day. You can do that all day.
Three steps up, throws a deep middle ball, intercepted. Goldson running 40. Goldson is spinning around to the five, and he's down at the three.
Hey, you're the best in the league.
Alex takes the ball, throws the quick slant. Caught. Crabtree, touchdown, 49ers!
A 17-0 deficit would be insurmountable for most teams. But Breeze and the Saints aren't most teams.
Breeze back to throw. Looking middle, throws a post to the end zone. Catch by Graham, touchdown.
Every snap, focus one snap at a time. Forget about anything else. Move forward, right? Move forward, okay?
Shotgun, empty backfield. 49ers bring Bowman. He's picked up. Breeze steps up in the pocket. He throws a deep ball down the field, and it's going to be intercepted by Terrell Brown. Let's go!
Hey, great job on the penetration.
I told you.
That was a great job. You went low, you worked it, you stepped up, and that caused a good high throw there. That was a nice job.
Late in the fourth quarter, the 49ers had a 23-17 lead that felt all too tenuous.
Breeze walking up to the line, rubbing his left arm to change something. Now he takes the snap, dropping back, dumps over the middle. Sproles has got it on the run to the 30. Sproles to the 20. Sproles will score! Touchdown, New Orleans!
Trailing for the first time in the game, the 49ers and Alex Smith had an answer.
And get some more points on the board, all right, so we can answer their score.
Shotgun Smith. Saints bring extra men. Alex going to boot to his left and run. He's going to run it 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Do you believe it? What a play. The play of dreams.
Good job, huh? Stay in it. Let's go. Come on, stay in it.
2 minutes and 11 seconds remain. More than enough time for Breeze.
Breeze takes the snap, looking, throws a deep ball up the middle for Graham. Graham made a leaping catch. He spins away. Graham is running to the 10, 5, touchdown. Unbelievable.
I show up when pressure come on.
Candlestick Park had seen suspense like this before. how would this chapter end?
Smith in a gun with Gore on his left hip. Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking.
Got it.
The post, and it's got him. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49.
Oh! He did it. That's the one hell of a football play.
The 49ers have two more potential postseasons to write more playoff history here at Candlestick Park.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of 49ers Total Access. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Now for Melissa Galvin and our entire crew, I'm Joe Fonzi. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week on 49ers Total Access.
49ers Total Access has been brought to you by Stanford Hospital and Clinics, the official healthcare partner of the San Francisco 49ers. Xfinity, the future of awesome. And U.S. Bank. Proud to be the official bank of the 49ers. Get more at 49ersbanking.com.